Woodbridge, WMAL, Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News.
World Series winner, service members killed. I'm Elliot Francis. The Chicago Cubs have won the World Series for the first time in more than a century, beating the Indians 8-7 over 10 innings in Game 7. This Cubs fan says he's been waiting a lifetime for this.
I've been a Cubs fan for over 40 years. My father, my neighbor across the street would drive up from Wisconsin to see the Cubs and fell in love with them when I was 16 years old. And this is it. This is the pinnacle of my baseball, you know, cheering, and the Cubs are very dear to me.
The Cubbies, who hadn't won baseball's top honor since 1908, capped a remarkable comeback from a 3-1 deficit in that series. Well, NATO reports two U.S. service members have been killed, two others wounded, fighting the Taliban in Afghanistan's Kunduz province. The service members came under fire during a train, advise, and assist mission with Afghan forces in the region. I'm Elliot Francis. Aviation experts in Australia think they have a better idea of what happened in the last few moments of Malaysian Airlines Flight 370. Steve Kastenbaum reports.
The Australian Transport Safety Bureau conducted an extensive examination of satellite transmissions and concluded that flight MH370 went into a death spiral without anyone at the controls. They said satellite communications with the plane showed that the Boeing 777 went into a steep descent and it accelerated before it hit the ocean. They also said the flap that washed up on a beach on the island of Mauritius was not deployed, which means a water landing was not attempted. But they still have no new clues to tell them why the plane went down. So far, over 42,000 square miles of the Indian Ocean have been searched for the wreckage. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
A jury has been seated in the case of a white former South Carolina police officer. Michael Slager is charged with the murder shooting death of Walter Scott, opening statements later today. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The debate is just getting started, but Metro's board chairman wants the feds to take over the beleaguered transit system.
Metro is in trouble. And so if we're going to fix something, the governing structure is a good place to start.
Metro board chair Jack Evans says instead of a 16-member board whose members are accountable to the transit agency and their districts, there should be only 5 members appointed by the federal government. Congress put a board like that in charge of D.C. when it was in financial crisis in the mid-90s.
This is the key. It's not so much the 5 members or who they are. They had extraordinary powers.
Like the power to annul contracts and fire employees. But Evans admits...
What are the chances? Zero.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Tough times are coming for students in Virginia's public universities. They've been warned to prepare for a 7.5% cut in state funding. This is the state deals with a $1.5 billion shortfall. Governor Terry McAuliffe has told the schools to find the cuts within their budgets and not to make up the revenue loss with tuition and fee increases for students. That news in Virginia comes as Maryland's Board of Public Works ordered an $18 million cut from that state's university system. As Maryland deals with its own $250 million spending gap, the board ordered $82 million in cuts overall on Wednesday. Today's your last day to vote early in Maryland. Records have been smashed this year as hundreds of thousands of voters have discovered it's pretty easy to vote when it's easy for you.
Going to the polls earlier is more convenient. I don't want to spend that whole day worrying about the long lines and where do I park and those kinds of things.
Early voting centers are open until 8 tonight in Maryland. The last day of early voting in D.C. is tomorrow. In-person absentee voting in Virginia ends on Saturday. The principal of a high school in Stanton, Virginia, and his secretary are drawing more than a little heat for the Halloween costumes they wore to school as Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. It's not who they portrayed, however, but how Stephanie Corbett was dressed that's causing the kerfuffle. She went as Clinton, wearing a prison jumpsuit. Social media blew up and a picture of them on the school website was taken down. The local school superintendent will not comment on whether either was punished, saying it's a personnel matter. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,959, the NASDAQ at 5,105. In sports, the 108-year drought's over as the Cubs beat the Indians in 10 innings, 8-7 to take the World Series in 7 games. The Wizards still looking for their first win of the season. They fall in their home opener to the Raptors. WMAL News Times 5:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues, then Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Confiscated guns, knives,
weapons in local schools. A troubling increase in area districts. Numbers doubling.
I think they're alarming.
Seven on Your Side's Chris Papps takes local school officials to task.
When you saw this increase, did you alert parents?
I think it has the potential to frighten people needlessly.
Oh, really?
What would you do if it was your kid?
Just how high are the numbers? And how are schools handling this growing problem? Reading, writing, and weapons. Seven on Your Side alerts, protects, investigates. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
ABC Tonight.
You have things to get off your chest. Come at me.
I said come at me!
It's a how to get away with murder mutiny.
Phony.
Miserable.
Pathetic.
Which one of them will rat her out?
Official charge. First degree murder.
The evidence.
An anonymous source.
Only two episodes remain until we reveal who is dead. No! How to Get Away with Murder, following Grey's Anatomy and Notorious.
Then watch ABC 7 News at 11 on Your Side.
505 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we're off to a good start around the Capitol Beltway, Maryland and Virginia. Maryland on 355 coming southbound, 355 Rockville Pike as you head toward Congressional Lane. Get ready for the road crews not quite wrapped up from the overnight paving project. Had one lane that was getting by, again, 355 Congressional Lane. And then inside the Beltway, the road crews had been northbound as you come up towards Cedar Lane. Still watch for some of that activity actually in each direction. Virginia, good on 66, 95, 395, and heading into town, crossing bridges, looking quiet. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front approaches from the west later today. Will increase clouds and bring a shower into the forecast later this afternoon. High 78. Clouds this evening with clearing tonight. Low 55. And sunshine ahead for tomorrow. High 62. Richard Wedding at the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 54 degrees in Springfield, 54 in Fort Washington, 59 at Reagan National. For the first time in 108 years, Chicago's North Side has a World Series championship. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
And a hearty congratulations to fans of those lovable losers, the Chicago Cubs. You did wait a long time for it. We're happy for you. But let's face it, if you're a true Cubs fan, you're not up listening to me right now. So, and to the Indians fans, better luck next year. You guys had a great run. Coming up this morning on Mornings on the Mall, 6:35, Nancy Wallace. She is the Maryland Green Party candidate for Congress. At 7:05, Joe Trippi, Democratic strategist, find out his take on these tightening polls and very unsure outlook for Tuesday's election day. 8:05, Sydney Boren, Washington Post sports reporter on the Cubs' historic win. 8:15, Jack Evans, D.C. Metro board chair who wants to let the feds take over Metro. And at 8:35, Jake Tapper of CNN. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Well, maybe you were watching the CMAs. Maybe you were focused on what's going on with the big baseball World Series. Maybe you weren't paying real close attention to politics. But if you missed Special Report last night on Fox News, you missed a bombshell story reported by Brett Baer, who has talked to sources who are looking into the investigation of Hillary Clinton's emails and the Clinton Foundation. And there were some really interesting revelations in what Brett had to say. Of course, Brett will be with us tomorrow morning. We'll get more on this then. But let me just see if I can recap for you what Brett has found out about the status of the investigation. Right now, there's sort of like about five key points. Number one, the Clinton Foundation investigation is and has been underway for some time, but it's a lot bigger than anybody has noted thus far. The laptops of Cheryl Mills and Heather Samuelson have not been destroyed. They were supposed to be destroyed under some kind of agreement, but they have not yet been destroyed. Agents are still going through them, and they are going back and looking at that with basically having some new information. I suppose that's come from the WikiLeaks emails and new developments in the email server case.
Yep, Brian, that confirms something that Joe DeGenova told our listeners about 10 days ago, and that's critical because Cheryl Moles and Heather Samuelson are said to be the central figures in this entire scheme of creating and covering up for the email server. And if they haven't destroyed those laptops, and also they suggest that there have been several people have been interviewed multiple times
right.
on this.
Now, in that regard, in the Clinton Foundation investigation, Brett Baer reports that sources within the FBI have said that an indictment is likely in the case of pay for play at the Clinton Foundation, barring some obstruction in some way. In other words, unless the Department of Justice gets in the way and tells them that you need to stop that investigation. Now, on the other issue, agents on the email matter. Agents have found emails believed to have originated on Hillary Clinton's server on Anthony Weiner's laptops. And they are not duplicates. And that's sort of important because there have been a lot of suggestion they might be. And Brett reports that these could be classified in nature. And this is, I think, one of the big revelations. This is a bombshell. FBI sources tell Brett Baer that with 99% accuracy, they know that Hillary Clinton's server has been hacked by at least 5 foreign intelligence agencies and information had been taken from it. That's a big deal. That's a big dog deal in the investigation into classified emails on the private server. So to recap very quickly, new developments in the Clinton pay-for-play thing with an indictment likely unless the Department of Justice obstructs in some way, according to Brett, and new developments in the email server case where they now know that the emails are not duplicates. There may be classified information on them, and they know with 99% accuracy that Hillary's server was hacked by at least 5 foreign agencies and materials taken from it. If all those things are true, and Brett Baer has good sources and a good reputation of getting things right, then it would suggest that the email investigation, the Clinton Foundation investigation, are moving away with great speed and great alacrity, and it seems as if something may well happen and happen soon. Will it happen before the election? I don't think so. And I think it takes a little longer than that to put some of this stuff together. But it seems clear that now they have been successful in getting these investigations going full bore. So that's where we stand right now with some of this information. By the way, Sarah Westwood over at the Washington Examiner, who has also been very good on these stories, she backs up some of what Brett has reported and also says that FBI agents are grateful both with Comey's move recently to basically say we're going to reopen the investigation and with what they have found on the emails they have looked at thus far. She goes on to say the FBI agents in the field felt all along that it was the Department of Justice that was blocking their Clinton investigations. And they say that, again, she backs up the stuff about the 2 laptops that are not destroyed and says that the Heather Samuelson's laptop and Cheryl Mills' laptop being examined as part of the Clinton Foundation probe. A lot of good information there from Brett Baer and from Sarah Westwood, and it does seem to, they all seem to jive up and be in sync one with the other.
So the question here, Brian, I think is what if any of this is sort of a deal breaker for people who are still trying to make up their mind as to whether Hillary Clinton will be an effective president for 4 years with all of this hanging over her. Mm-hmm. And as we heard from Representative Andy Harris Friday afternoon when the story of the reopened FBI investigation into her email server broke, you know, should they be really looking at Tim Kaine right now, given that with all of this hanging over a potential president, Hillary Clinton, that she won't be able to serve out her full term.
Yeah.
What part of this rises to that level? Is it the fact that with 99% security, her reckless and unauthorized use of this server resulted in hacking from a foreign intelligence service with 5 different foreign nations retrieving information from the Secretary of State's email? Is that what rises to the level to keep people from putting her in? Is it the suggestion that she didn't turn over all the emails. You know, if they're finding emails that came from the Clinton server and they're saying and confirming, and these are two different sources, two separate sources confirming this to Brett Baer of Fox News Channel, who would not put his journalistic reputation on the line for
not,
a fly-by-night story.
No, he wouldn't.
If they're confirming that the emails that were found may contain classified information and are not duplicates, that means that they were not turned over as they were supposed to have been turned over to the FBI or to the State Department. So is that what is the deal breaker? Is any of this a deal breaker? Or do people just, their eyes glaze over and say, oh, no, this is all just more of the same?
I'll tell you what I think might be the bigger issue. And that is, okay, look, we know that there are emails on the Anthony Weiner server, or my laptop, that were not turned over to the FBI. And they were not turned over to the public. Those emails apparently have a lot to do with classified information. I mean, it would look as if there has been an attempt to take out damaging emails and destroy them and to hide them from the FBI and from investigators. If they find that there is a pattern of, here's a whole subset of emails that were very relevant to our investigation, that the Clinton machine and the scrubber in chief Cheryl Mills, you know, deleted and hid from the FBI, well, what would that be? I think you could make a case that would be obstruction of justice. Now, the question is, who would they then be able to pin that on? Who would be responsible for making those decisions? Some of them, they have said, were made by the lawyers. Some of them, I think, were made by Cheryl Mills. Some of them may have been made by Heather Samuelson. Some of them may have been made by Huma Abedin. But can you make the case that, indeed, it was Hillary Clinton? That might be hard.
Well, all those people you just named work for Hillary Clinton,
that's right.
And they do her bidding.
Well, clearly, we have a lot more to tell you about. There's some other new developments we'll share with you in just a moment. It is now time for traffic and weather every 2 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, just keep alert if you're Interstate 95 northbound coming through Stafford into Aquia. I'm looking at the crash with help on the scene. Northbound 95 right near 610 Garrisonville Road. But it looks like everything's over to the left shoulder, so three lanes are getting by. But it is slowing us down. Northbound 95, again, approaching 610. Once you get through there, and if you're joining on north of there, you're wide open. Heading up through to the Capitol Beltway, and again, continuing up onto each loop of the Beltway and the 395 and the 14th Street Bridge. Paving projects, and we've had a couple overnight. Still have some activity, especially on the Rockville Pike. In each direction, a congressional lane had been blocking the left side for the overnight paving project. And inside the Beltway, it's Cedar Lane, north of NIH. 270, here we come, the volume out of Frederick toward the Monocacy. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looks like it's going to be cloudy as the day progresses. I mean, a little sun in the morning, but it's going to get cloudy as the day goes on. And a thunderstorm is possible this evening, a high of around 78 degrees. The low overnight, 55. Now, tomorrow, mostly sunny, 62. And let me, it's pretty much 60s all the way as far as we can see. Saturday in the low 60s. Sunday in the mid 60s. Monday in the low 60s. And by the way, you may be interested, Election Day. Looks like temperatures will be in the upper 60s and clear to partly cloudy. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 59 degrees on WMAL.
Hey, D.C., have you heard? Southwest has brand new routes, like the ones from Washington Dulles International Airport to Orlando. So you can say yes to flying to great new places, and as always, yes to low fares, with nothing to hide. That's transparency. Book now at southwest.com. Service starts 11/6/16.
Well, we're giving you the very latest, and after having just shared all that information that Brett Baer has uncovered and reported on Fox News about the ongoing investigations into the email server and the Clinton Foundation pay-to-play scandal, here's another thing that should just drive you a little crazy. It does me. We have talked in recent days about a guy by the name of Peter Kadzik, who works at the Department of Justice. He's an assistant attorney general, and he is also, it turns out, to be a very close friend of John Podesta, the man running the Clinton campaign. And we know now, because of a WikiLeaks email that has dropped into the hopper, that on one occasion, Peter Kadzik gave John Podesta a heads up. Now, a lot of what the reporting has been about has been that he said, look, there's going to be an important congressional hearing, and you might want to look for questions about so-and-so, so-and-so, and that, of course, it seems to me is improper in that it came
came from Peter Kadzik's private account to John Podesta. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a Justice Department official should not be doing that.
Subject line was heads up.
Heads up.
Yeah.
Like yeah. So right there shows coordination between the Justice Department, which is supposed to be investigating Secretary Clinton, and the campaign manager. So they, man, remember, they're good, close friends, long, lifelong friends. Okay. Then here's the other thing. Apparently, he gave them a heads up about the emails and how they were going to deal with the email scandal that was just then being, you know, revealed by the New York Times, and that the plan was not to release any of the emails to the public until 2016. Look, if I am John Podesta and I'm planning the campaign of Hillary Clinton, that's very valuable information. And, by the way, information from the inside. And, by the way, information that Peter Kadzik should not be sharing with John Podesta, who's running the Clinton campaign. It shows that there was a collusion there. That was, and, by the way, again, not on official Justice Department accounts. This was all done on his private account, and he thought nobody would ever see it. That was, of course, until WikiLeaks found all of John Podesta's emails and has started to share them with the public. This is really, really bad stuff. Peter Kadzik has been a very bad actor over there. And when you hear FBI agents, as they have told Sarah Westwood, that they are being obstructed in their attempt to investigate this matter, one has to wonder if this is the kind of stuff that was going on behind the scenes. That would frustrate your investigation if you had somebody that was a pipeline to John Podesta giving the Clintons every bit of information that he could find out about the nature of those investigations.
Yeah, so, Brian, my gosh, this is so much stuff. And I don't think any of us would be surprised to learn that people on the inside of the Justice Department were actually working in tandem with the Clinton campaign and giving them heads up like this. But let's bring it back to this Brett Baer bomb that he was dropped yesterday in primetime television on Fox News based on all of these things. First of all, at the very end of it, he set this up on Special Report, and then he came back on Britt Hume's 7 p.m.
Right.
show and sort of gave a synopsis. When speaking with Britt Hume, Britt asked the question that's on everybody's mind. What's going to come of this? Where are all of these investigations leading?
This does not sound like something that's going to be completed anytime soon, which suggests that if Hillary Clinton is elected, she will take office with not one but two serious investigations of her past conduct hanging over her.
Definitely. And I pressed again and again on this very issue. And these sources said yes. The investigations will continue. There's a lot of evidence, and barring some obstruction in some way, they believe they'll continue to likely an indictment.
Wow. A likely indictment at the end of all of this. Who gets indicted?
Yeah.
We don't know. What
yeah.
are they indicted for? We don't know. And that's again, a hell of a bomb to drop right here 5 days before
it really is. And we'll continue to look into this and dig on this. And, you know, we have our sources as well. We'll see what we can find out about it. It is 522.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
Larry O'Connor here, and my friends, realtors Debbie and Sarah Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams, are knocking it out of the park for their home sellers. Listen to this. I love these great stories from happy people like Mark and Cynthia. They had their home listed with another agent for 90 days, and it didn't sell. They fired that agent and decided to call the Reynolds team. Smart move. Debbie and Sarah came in and sold their home fast for top dollar. This is easy. When Sarah and Debbie get your home in their inventory and they do their magic with their thousands of ready home buyers in their exclusive database, it simply works for your benefit. The Reynolds are so confident they can sell your home that if the home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to both of you. Guaranteed. Call Debbie and Sarah Reynolds now and get packing. Call direct at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Attention Fairfax County business owners and decision makers, big and small. The Fairfax County Department of Transportation wants to reward your current and future efforts in providing a variety of commuting options to employees. Employers in Fairfax County who participate not only help reduce traffic congestion, but can increase employee retention and morale. To enroll in the 2016 Best Workplaces for Commuters program and attend the December 6 award ceremony, simply call 703-877-5704 before November 18th. That's 703-877-5704.
Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis from Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate. Call 202-625-4370.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable. So don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Tonight on ABC 7, Reading, Writing, and Weapons, 7 on Your Side exposes the alarming number of guns, knives, and other weapons being confiscated in local classrooms. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
It's 525 now, WMAO traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Interstate 95, a little change again here with this crash. If you're heading north near 610 Garrisonville Road, looks like they blocked the left lane. Additional fire and rescue units at the scene. Northbound 95, continue to grow those delays, unfortunately, here early on out of Stafford. So plan accordingly. Right now, Route 1 is working well for an alternate. But if this crash stays with us too long, we'll have a lot of commuters heading over to Route 1. So giving you options there, and I'll keep a close watch on both of those. Beyond northbound 95, let's get you through Dale City and toward the Occoquan, where I'm seeing another slow patch of delays forming through that stretch. We'll go Maryland 270 out of Frederick toward the Monocacy. That's the slowest of it for you. You're coming out of Mount Airy and off of I-70. Off of 40. We do have some delays still on 27 Ridge Road near Penshop Road from the overnight road work. And on 355 near Congressional Lane had the overnight paving project. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Increasing clouds, risk of a shower later today with a cold front approaching 78. Skies clear tonight, low 55. Sunshine for Friday, high 62. Richard DeWedigan, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 59 degrees, 527.
All right, this has reached gotta status, okay? It is gotta time. You gotta come join us tomorrow at the Metro 29 Diner as we finish up the Mornings on the Mall Diner Tour. Yep. And here's the deal. It's Northern Virginia, my friends, and if you believe this latest poll from Hampton University, that Virginia has now reached toss-up status. Now, this is just the latest poll, but it just came out yesterday, and it shows Donald Trump erasing a 12-point deficit. Virginia is very much in play. This diner tour is all about getting the swing state of the Commonwealth of Virginia energized and excited about exercising your franchise. You got to come out. We have a list of guests that you will not believe. Yeah. It's as long as Brian Wilson's arm.
And I have very long arms. Governor George Allen will be there. Sean Spicer of the Republican National Committee, RNC, is going to be there.
Yep.
So it's going to be, and that's just to get started.
Lots of surprises. It starts at 5 a.m. Join us at the Metro 29 Diner on Lee Highway in Arlington. Brian Wilson will eat an egg. Yeah. It's 5:28.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Hey, the Cubs have won the pennant. That's right. Can you believe that? I mean, anything could happen this year.
On the World Series.
Yeah, that's right. And so we got it. We're going to give you all the details about the big Cubs victory coming up here in just a moment. Also, 2016 news. It's all straight ahead.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews, and why wait for the news? Pinch yourselves, Cubs fans. It's really happened.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time, and the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. The Cubs come pouring out of the dugout.
Thousands of Cubs fans were on hand in Cleveland for the dramatic finish as the Cubs scored two in the top of the 10th inning and held on to beat the Indians and claim their first world championship in 108 years. Fans in the Windy City, delirious and drained at the same time.
I've been a Cubs fan for over 40 years. My father, my neighbor across the street would drive up from Wisconsin to see the Cubs, you know, cheering, and the Cubs are very dear to me.
Early voting data in both North Carolina and Florida show a tighter presidential race than perhaps expected. Hillary Clinton has expected significant support from Democrats in those states, but she's not doing as well, apparently, as President Obama did in either state 4 years ago. The data does show Clinton with an apparent edge over Donald Trump in both states for now. The embattled leader of Islamic States released a new message encouraging his followers to keep up the fight for Iraq's second-largest city of Mosul. The rallying call comes as Iraqi special forces stormed into Mosul's eastern outskirts after 2 weeks of advances through surrounding Islamic State-held territory. Should we give up regional control of Metro and ask the feds to take over? D.C. Council member and Metro board chair Jack Evans said it worked for D.C.
We had a city that was in free fall back in 1995, and Congress stepped in and appointed a federal control board of 5 members. And the 5 members, and this is the key, it's not so much the 5 members or who they are. They had extraordinary powers.
Metro's board meets today. You can be sure the idea will come up. Evans joins Brian and Larry to discuss it live on WMAL at 8:15 this morning. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,959, the NASDAQ at 5105. In sports, the Cubs beat the Indians in 10 to take the World Series in 7 games. The Wizards fall in their home opener to the Raptors. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Larry O'Connor here. You know, as news of skyrocketing healthcare costs dominate the media, I have a bit of good news for you. Now, listen closely. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. No, really, it's for real this time. You can with the Concierge Medical Team at Principal Medical Group. Listen, the relationship you have with your doctor is priceless, and I know firsthand how Dr. Jones and the team at Principal Medical Group put their patients' priorities first. Wouldn't you like to experience convenient appointments, 24/7 direct access to Dr. Jones, and the quality care you deserve? You'll feel the difference when you're a patient at Principal Medical Group. Don't spend another year getting half the care for twice the price. Invest in your health today. Schedule your free consultation with Dr. Jones at his McLean office. Call 703-663-8824 or go online to principalmedicalgroup.com. The landscape of healthcare is changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. 703-663-8824 or principalmedicalgroup.com.
You could get your flu shot where you buy diapers and cat food, or you can just walk into Inova Urgent Care and get your flu shot with the confidence of having physicians on site. The quadrivalent flu shot protects against the four main flu viruses. Available at all 10 Inova Urgent Care locations across Northern Virginia. A proactive way to keep your family healthy. Just walk in or reserve your spot at inova.org/UCC. Inova, join the future of health.
Businesses today need collaboration tools that give them simplicity and scale. Take this midsize accounting firm. It's tax season, which means to keep up, they just signed 57 seasonal employees.
Welcome to the team. Welcome to the team. Welcome to the team. Welcome to
all
the
out
team.
And about, all on different devices, all with different needs. Some need to email and video conference with clients. Others need to instant message and conference with coworkers. All need voice, and they need it right away. With the help of AT&T Collaborate, businesses have the flexibility to start with voice and add more features as they grow. AT&T Collaborate combines voice, video, instant messaging, and conferencing all in one cloud-based solution, making it easy to use, manage, and deploy, giving your business the agility to have simplicity and scale. AT&T Collaborate. Discover the power of and at att.com/collaborate.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
535 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on the Rockville Pike, 355. Crews are still out from the overnight paving project. Haven't quite wrapped up yet. Each direction, you'll find the left side block inside the Beltway at Cedar Lane. They're trying to wrap that up, too, so you can find some activity in that stretch. 270, volume as you come out of Frederick and making your trip down past the Monocacy, but that seems to be about the heaviest stretch. Keep alert, Maryland 95 in the northbound direction. Just had an accident pop up. Northbound 95, north of 198 before you get to 260. Again, that's in the northbound direction. Taking the ride northbound, Virginia 95 in Aquia. Still with the accident, but looks like, again, confined to the left shoulder. Northbound 95 near 610. Delays out of Stafford. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some peaks of sunshine here this morning, but the clouds roll in and a shower possible late this afternoon, 78. Clouds will give way to clearing tonight, low 55. Sunny, cooler tomorrow, high 62. Richard Wedding at the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 52 in Warrenton, 50 in Beltsville, 59. At Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
Time is 5:37, and we've got so much to cover this morning. Just buckle up and get ready for the ride, because you won't believe what we're hitting this morning on Mornings on the Mall. 6:35, we're going to speak with a Green Party candidate for Congress in Maryland, Nancy Wallace. At 7:05, Joe Trippi, Democratic strategist, to ask him his take on where things are headed with the latest revelations about Hillary Clinton. 8:05, Cindy Bourne, Washington Post sports reporter, on the Cubs ending their 108-year drought. 8:15, Jack Evans, D.C. Metro board chair and D.C. council member, about his idea to upend Metro as you know it. And at 8:35, Jake Tapper, CNN, he'll have insights into all of these latest stories. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
It's the fire!
On That's right, and we want to bring you up to date on all the latest news, because there's a lot going on out there when you start to look at these polls. And, you know, polls are a snapshot, but the snapshot is looking increasingly as if last Friday's announcement that the FBI investigation was being reopened has had an impact on this race, and the race is tightening. It was already starting to tighten before that, but it does continue to tighten. Let me give you a couple of big headlines here. First of all, you mentioned it earlier, Larry. Hampton University poll of Virginia now has Donald Trump up by 3. This just came out last night, and it's a, if that is indeed true and accurate, that would be a devastating bit of information for the Hillary Clinton campaign, because, I mean, she was way up in Virginia at one point.
Yeah.
One point, wasn't she like 14, 15 points?
15 points.
Yeah.
And that's what this would have raised. I don't know. Obviously, what it always people always say, outlier. This is an outlier.
Yeah.
Well, I think there's some internal polling that may reinforce this, because Major Garrett reported last night, to the surprise of many people, to the surprise of many in Trump Tower, new internal polls put Virginia in play. Donald Trump and Mike Pence will be campaigning in Virginia in the coming days.
Yeah, I can believe that, because, I mean, Virginia would be a big victory, because they look like it was lost to the Trump campaign. So we'll watch that very closely. The other, I think, big news is happening down in Florida, where there does seem to be a surge underway toward Donald Trump. And there's this little tidbit of information. Republicans have cast 17,000 more votes than Democrats in the state of Florida. And right now, if you look at the Real Clear average, Real Clear Politics average of polls in Florida, Trump leads by 0.7. I mean, it's really close. I think in Florida, you have to look at, well, how many Republicans didn't vote for Donald Trump in the state of Florida? I think you have to look at the fact that early voting has been underway for some time in the state of Florida, and you know, so much of the cake may already be baked, but there is a trend toward movement toward Trump in Florida. Trump was in the panhandle yesterday, the more conservative part of the state, making his case to voters there.
A couple of things about that. There is one exit poll. By the way, why they release exit polls of early voting, I think it's outrageous and atrocious. How is that any different than releasing exit poll information on election day? It can influence the outcome. They shouldn't do this. That said, there is one exit poll that suggests that 28% of Republicans in Florida voted for Hillary Clinton in early balloting. So that may negate part of that lead that they have, 17,000 ballots so far in Florida. But here's the most important aspect of all of this. Turnout, you know, to coin a Tim Russert phrase, Florida, turnout. This race, this election is going to be so contingent on turnout. Republicans historically turn out better on election day.
That's right.
Democrats don't tend to figure out how to make it to the polling place on election day the way Republicans do, because, you know, they're very busy with all the, you know, tree hugging that they have to do. So Republicans are going to turn out. And when Democrats are out there trying to get their turnout on that election day, how many Democrats are going to hear that and say, yeah, you really want me to bust my butt today to get out there and stand for an hour and a half at a polling place for a woman who's probably going to get indicted
next
month?
That's right.
I don't think so.
I think it becomes a factor. On the Electoral College front, look, here's a Real Clear Politics. It takes all the toss-ups out and just says, okay, look, if you're leading in a state, we're going to award you that state. Now let's look at the Electoral College balance. It's pretty close. Right now, if you do that, in the Real Clear Politics average, Clinton has 273. Remember, you need 270. Trump has 265. So it's increasingly getting tight. Nate Silver, who is supposed to be this guru, understands everything there is to do about numbers, says of the Electoral College race, he says, look, if there was more movement toward Trump and away from Clinton, her electoral vote edge is, quote unquote, fragile.
Mm-hmm.
So there is that. Now,
can I just really quickly that, on the no toss-ups map that you just referred to, that it in this snapshot gives Clinton 273 and Trump 265, which of course would give the presidency to Hillary Clinton. All of those toss-up states that we've been hearing about, Ohio, Florida, North Carolina, Iowa, they all go to Trump. There's one state out there that goes to Hillary Clinton that gives her the presidency in this scenario.
Yep.
That's Virginia.
Virginia.
Hello, Virginia.
And by the way, we just told you, Virginia, there may be something going on there. Okay, very quickly, some other states of importance, as you say. The Real Clear average of polls in Ohio, Trump up by 3. North Carolina is a tie, according to Real Clear Politics average. Arizona, Trump up by 3. Iowa, up by 1.4. And as I said, in the state of Florida, the average has him at 0.7. There have been some other polls that suggest otherwise. So a lot of information there to unfold as we go forward. And it looks as if, you know, the tightening of the race continues, and one can only believe that this bombshell reporting from Bret Baier, which is going to get repeated on social media and all over the place, is going to have perhaps an impact even further as we move toward Election Day next Tuesday.
Will it be repeated in other news outlets other than Fox News and here on Talk Radio?
Social media, I said.
Social media, exactly. Well, yeah, all over the place. Can I just, I'm sorry for doing this, I just feel like it's important. I'd like to circle back to Virginia again. Hello, Virginia. Can I just reiterate this? The current Real Clear Politics average that gives the state to Hillary Clinton right now, because they toss up any toss-up status there, right now it's showing Clinton at plus 4.7. That does not include this Hampton University poll. That has not been factored into the average yet.
Not yet.
Going to change the picture there. And there are still 5 days left for Virginians to make their decision. As I add up the numbers here, it's Clinton 47, Trump 42, Johnson 4, and Stein 1. There's still a small percentage of you who haven't made up your mind. Virginia.
Yeah, Virginia. Yeah, time has come. 544.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military.
The Pentagon's Cost Assessment and Program Evaluation Office is at the forefront of pushing innovation and cost savings in the department. The office unveiled its new FlexFile program on Tuesday. It'll be applied across the department, and it gives estimators the tools needed to evaluate huge DoD programs for the 21st century. You can find the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
It is 5:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Interstate 95. If you're sitting in backups heading out of Stafford toward Aquia, better news for you. Everything cleared to the shoulder, northbound 95 at 610. Now, Maryland 95. Wish we had that good news too, but we have several lanes blocked with a crash. Northbound direction in Laurel between 198 and 216. So if you're trying to catch flight up at BWI and need extra time, get going. Or the Baltimore-Washington Parkway northbound. That rolls without any problems. Very slow, 27 Ridge Road as you come off of 70. Had the overnight road work near Penn Shop Road and also north of 80. So two separate work zones on 27. The work zone's still with us on Rockville Pike, 355 at Congressional Lane. Left side blocked each direction, but I'm seeing very light volume there. So you're okay to get through there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front approaches from the west later today. Will increase clouds and bring a shower into the forecast later this afternoon. High 78. Clouds this evening with clearing tonight. Low 55. And sunshine ahead for tomorrow. High 62. Richard Abetting at the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 59 degrees. Traffic and weather is brought to you by Rivet Radio.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
Oh, put me in cold.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. The Cubs come pouring out of the dugout.
Are you awake yet, Cubs fans, or are you just starting to drift off to sleep? Do you want more?
It's over. And the Cubs.
That's right.
Finally,
After 108 years, Cubs fans can finally celebrate a World Series. Yeah. The curse is broken. And, well, now we have to look to the team that has the longest drought without winning a World Series since their last one in Major League Baseball. And that would be... Well, that would be last night's loser, Cleveland Indians. They have 60 some odd years. So many things to talk about this. First of all, isn't this just perfect for Cubs fans who have waited this long that they had to deal with a game like this, that they had a lead, then there's a rain delay, and then they blow their lead and go into extra innings. Then they take a lead in the top of the 10th, and then Cleveland, they're up by two runs. Cleveland actually scores a run at the bottom of the 10th. It looks like they're going to blow it again. But the Cubs did end up winning it, and obviously you got to be happy for Cubs fans, especially people like Bill Murray. Now, this was a brilliant stroke. Fox Sports sent Bill Murray into the players' clubhouse to interview the players and the general manager and the coaches and everything after the game. Now, you know what that scene is like with all the celebrating.
That's
and
crazy,
all the...
Yeah.
What is it they're always doing there in the clubhouse after they win a World Series and a championship?
Champagne and...
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of booze around. So what could go wrong
with
a bunch of open containers, Bill Murray, and celebrating athletes?
Dexter, is there anyone you want to say hello to on television?
I want to say hello to all the Cubs fans. Hey, we did it. We did it. I want to say that even to the people who didn't think we could do it, we did it.
When you go, we go, Dex. Here, I'm drinking to you. Cheers.
Hey, cheers.
All
right.
So first of all, you could hear Bill already sounds like he had a few.
He had a few along the night, yeah.
Now he's clinking champagne bottles with it. Here, here's the you. And they chug some down.
All right, pace yourself. Because you're going to do this for a few years. You don't want to start drinking too hard too early.
That's right.
That's good. All right. All right, here.
Bill, we do it for fans like you. We do it for fans like you. Y'all been fans for all your lives.
My whole life.
Your whole life.
I've been a Cubs fan longer than you've been growing that beard, Dex. Longer than you've been growing that beard.
That's awesome.
It's coming
a long time.
It looks fantastic.
You know what? I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Because it's built for the 2016 champions.
All right. I'm letting my beard grow from now on. I want to look more and more like you every day.
I want to look like you when I grow up.
All right. That's Dexter Fowler from the Cubs. It was a big night.
That's a sweet idea to send Bill Murray in there.
Yeah, but it basically ended up being just a whole bunch of drunken gibberish. But, you know, they're Cubs fans.
That's what you get with Cubs fans, I suppose.
Here comes the one and only Rush Limbaugh, who never has to wait 108 years for a championship.
I have some bad news for Hillary from Politico. Turns out the first full weekend of early voting in Florida brought disappointment. African-American turnout nowhere near what it was in 2012. That is not good. Florida Democrat Congressman Alcee Hastings told Politico the Clinton campaign hadn't been doing enough in the black community. What he means is they're not spreading enough cash around. He wondered how much Clinton had spent on TV ads in Florida, and the Politico reporter told him $57 million, and Hastings could not believe it. And he then revealed maybe more than he intended. He said, well, how about walking around money? You know, that's what you need to get black voters to the polls. You got to pay them. And then he told Politico that for a fraction of what they've been spending on TV, the campaign could have hired people to work on the ground, like Mike, Hastings said. He described Mike as a felon who can't find a job. Because of his conviction, he can't vote. But for $300 a week, Mike would have worked for Hillary. And though he can't vote, his mama and his cousins and everybody he knows will vote. That'd make a difference, Hastings said. Well, Mr. Hastings' turnout is down. Hillary might listen to you now. Maybe it's not too late for her to hire unemployed ex-cons to pay black people to show up and vote. But I think your advice is a little bit insulting, if you ask me. Probably to them, too.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Folks, these days it's hard to find anything made in the USA, and that's why I am so thrilled that my friends at Mahindra make their impact utility vehicles right here in the United States. With that level of quality, it should come as no surprise that the Mahindra Impact delivers industry-leading hauling, towing, and ground clearance. It's perfect for all of you hunters and landowners out there. Plus, each Impact is backed by a 3-year powertrain warranty. No wonder 9 out of 10 owners love their Impact. And listen to this. For a limited time, you can take your pick of 0% financing or up to $1,500 cash back. Check out the Mahindra Impact, the toughest utility vehicles on earth, at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at Cecil's Tractors in Warrenton or visit Cecil'sTractors.com. That's Cecil'sTractors.com.
Hi, this is Larry O'Connor, and like many people, my experiences with the dentist when I was a kid were not the most comfortable, and so I had a big fear of the dentist. But for the past 2 years, I've been going to see Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. They are amazing dentists. They helped me overcome my dental fear. Honestly, it's been life-changing. Their approach with me was compassionate and non-judgmental. You see, Bethesda Sedation Dentistry is a place where people who've had any dental fears can safely visit. Everything's talked about in advance, and it's all 100% permission-based, so they proceed at the speed you're comfortable with. They really walk you through your visit every step of the way. Trust me, if you have any dental fear at all, a nagging tooth pain, if you're interested in sedation dentistry or just looking for a great dentist, call Rocky over at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Ever open a kitchen cabinet and your pans fall out on the floor? Or reach for spices in the back and everything falls out? And if you're nervous about entertaining for the holidays because your countertops are in such sad shape, we can help. Whether your kitchen needs a little spruce up or a major remodel, experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters can help. Check out our website, CabinetDiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, both big and small, including kitchens, baths, wet bars, entertainment centers, and more. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia for a free consultation with an experienced designer who will get you started. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
We have openings for kitchen design and sales in Virginia and Maryland. Check it out at CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great place.
It's 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 95 and Laurel, the crash in the northbound direction. Please tell me now they have everything trying to get to the shoulder. It looks like that right lane may be partially crowded still. However, northbound 95 between 198 and 32, we have unusual early delays. So plan for that going 95 north, heading toward Baltimore. You need to catch a flight. You might want to try the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. 270, it's been about the volume through Urbana and Hyattstown. It's been about the road crews that hadn't quite cleared yet on 27 Ridge Road, right as you come off of I-70 heading down toward Penn Shop Road. An ever-changing lane situation, 95 Virginia heading through Aquia. The crash northbound at 610, right north of 610. Looks like a tow truck now on the scene, so we have the left lane blocked again. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some peaks of sunshine here this morning, but the clouds roll in and a shower possible late this afternoon, 78. Clouds will give way to clearing tonight, low 55. Sunny, cooler tomorrow, high 62. Richard Wedding at the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 59 degrees, 556.
Hi, I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
You're here. You're actually here.
This is the right place, isn't it?
Yes, but it's 10 p.m.
I'm sorry. I thought 10 p.m. was when you wanted us to come.
It is. I just can't believe you actually came. It's 10 p.m.
We come when it's convenient for you, sir.
All you have to do is point.
Okay. How about that filing cabinet way back there? Am I dreaming this?
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Confiscated guns, knives, weapons in local schools. A troubling increase in area districts. Numbers doubling.
I think they're alarming.
Seven on Your Side's Chris Papps takes local school officials to task.
When you saw this increase, did you alert parents?
I think it has the potential to frighten people needlessly.
Oh, really?
What would you do if it was your kid?
Just how high are the numbers? And how are schools handling this growing problem? Reading, writing, and weapons. Seven on Your Side alerts, protects, investigates. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
Hey, it's Chris Plant. Join my friends of Elite Shooting Sports as they commemorate their second anniversary on November 5th with an open house celebration from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tour the facility and enjoy a day of food and fun. Visit EliteShootingSports.com.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Coming up on WMAL.
Do you believe that the solution for Metro is to let the federal government take over? Or maybe you have a better idea. We'll talk about it.
We'll also hear from Maryland's Green Party candidate in the state of Maryland, Nancy Wallace, running for Congress in the state of Maryland. It's all coming up straight ahead right here on WMAL.